Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode where today we're finally covering a topic that has come up in, I don't want to say every episode, but I feel like the number one piece of advice that people give at the end of their breakup stories where I'm like, so, you know, if somebody's going through a similar situation, blah, 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 what would you tell them? I feel like 8 times out of 10, I'm putting my money on 8 times out of 10, they say, follow your gut feeling, follow your intuition, that feeling, that nagging feeling that you have that's telling you something's going on or that you need to get out of the relationship, follow your gut. And because I've heard so many people say this, and if you've been listening to the podcast long enough, like you probably have subscribed to that, like, oh, if I feel a certain way, maybe I should listen to people and get out of the relationship. But I feel like the other question that comes up is, well, is it my intuition or is it my anxiety? So in this bonus episode, we're going to briefly go over some of the things that I've learned, but this is for sure going to be a conversation that is going to be ongoing. Because it comes up so much, there will for sure be some other experts on later this season talking about the science behind your gut instinct and what we can learn from other people's experiences and why that feeling that we have shouldn't be ignored, even though it doesn't feel logical sometimes. So in this week's main episode, I felt like it was really a textbook example of somebody using their gut instinct or intuition for a couple of different reasons. The first is that she had a gut feeling that he was stepping out on the relationship. And the second is that she also kind of had one of those experiences that you can't really explain by facts. It's one of those things that she felt like she should do. She felt like she should either turn left or turn right when she was following her boyfriend, ended up making the correct turn, found him at a gas station. Lo and behold, there he is with the mistress. So let's start with the more easily explainable part, because as somebody with anxiety, as somebody who has an attachment style that tends to be avoidant, like if I feel like there's trouble in the relationship, I want to shut down. When she said that she noticed that there was this girl commenting on some of his stuff, liking some of his stuff, following some of his stuff, she followed that gut intuition and looked into seeing if there was possibly some infidelity going on there. And what I find so interesting about women is we are so tuned with our intuition. I joke a lot about how there's really no superpower quite like a woman's intuition. And I think when you better understand what intuition actually is, like how it plays out in your body, it makes a lot of sense why women tend to be the people that when they follow their gut instincts, it's typically right. So when I was diving into a little bit of research about what gut instincts are, what intuition is, like what's the science behind it, it makes so much sense. So I was watching this YouTube video that I'll actually link in the episode description. It was from a licensed clinical social worker named Barbara Heffernan, and she described intuition as a calm sense of knowing, and it's also a part of our system that reads body language, that can understand social cues. And if you think about women when it comes to social cues, women are social creatures. Women bond via talking. We share secrets. We gossip with each other. We have common adversaries. So much of our early upbringing is surrounded by just talking and by being around other women. women. And honestly, by analyzing other things happening in our social lives as well. So like, I don't know about you, but like one of my favorite things to do with my friends is to like gab about whether or not a man who doesn't care if we live or die cares about us or not. And we're reading into if he's liking our stories. How did he look at us when we were out at that one bar? You know, he talked to us and, you know, it was for 30 seconds and, you know, he texted us right after. So like, obviously he was thinking about it. Like we are so in tune with trying to find answers from our social situations and what it could mean for us in the future. It's almost like we're preparing for every single what if in life just based off of social cues. So what Barbara goes on to say is that intuition really is just pattern recognition. So when you have a gut feeling that something's off in your friendship or that something is off in your relationship, we start to look at the patterns subconsciously. And obviously as we get older, we're gonna get better at that. Like I feel like when you're younger, you're kind of doing that crazy math work, sort of like that meme with the guy and he has all of those things posted up on the walls with lines that are interchanging and maps and graphs and everything trying to make sense of a situation. And then as we get older, that just becomes so ingrained in us that we can, like in a second, feel if somebody's energy is off. And so in this situation, like in the main episode, and I'm sure you even maybe experienced this in your own relationships, if you feel like somebody's body language has shifted than it did in a very happy stage in your relationship, and then that's combined with, oh, there's a girl commenting on your photos or liking these photos, and I also know that she has a specific look that I know that you're into, it's giving the math is mathing. So I want to stop right here and also talk about how she differentiates anxiety versus intuition. And so I think the important thing to remember is anxiety is an emotion. Intuition, she describes it as like a calm sense of knowing. You know when something is off and you don't really feel a certain way about it, you can just tell, like you're just clocking, oh, somebody's having a bad day. And you don't really feel a way about it. Now, that may lead you to have anxiety, but the actual sense of having an intuitive feeling of, oh, something is off, isn't something derived from anxiety. So Barbara Heffernan goes on to say, if you're trying to decide whether or not it's anxiety versus intuition, look at your own patterns. Are you somebody that gets anxious really easily? Are you somebody that has a history maybe of being cheated on? And so maybe your anxiety is trying to protect you from going through something similar again. Gut feelings are there to guide you towards a very rational decision. If something feels irrational, like your boyfriend who has been nothing but faithful to you, but maybe liked a pretty girl's Instagram picture, if that causes you anxiety, that's probably not a gut feeling. That's probably you just fearing for the worst. One more thing when it comes to differentiating anxiety versus intuition is sometimes anxiety comes with the story that we tell ourselves. And I actually have a personal experience with this, which makes things so much simpler for me because sometimes your intuition is right that something's off, but maybe it's your anxiety telling you that the reason something is off is because of X, Y, and Z. So for example, I remember at my last job, I had this coworker that I had to do a lot of interacting with. No, it's not ex-coworker Justin. I like really wanted to impress this person. It was important to me that we had a good working relationship because they were superior to me. Obviously, I wanted to respect them, but they also had the power to change the course of my career at the time. And I remember there was a stretch of time where I was like, I just feel like this person hates me. Every time I go into their office, they're in a bad mood. It seems like they're just tolerating me while I'm in there. And so I began to tell this story to myself. I began to tell the story that, oh, it's because I said that one thing in that meeting and I could tell it really pissed them off. And they were kind of never the same since. I feel like ever since I did that one thing or said that one thing or made that one comment that they always looked at me differently. And it turns out like, yes, my intuition was right that they were in a weird mood, but it just so happened that their weird mood for that stretch of time aligned with like a very difficult thing that had happened in their life and they would later reveal to me down the line. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Uh-oh, I thought you hated me, but turns out it had nothing to do with me. So I think sometimes anxiety and intuition, they kind of bounce off each other. Like, yeah, my intuition was right, but the anxiety that I felt wasn't my intuition. The anxiety was the story that I told myself because of the intuitive feeling that I had. And I think it's important to make sure that you rationalize what is real and what is something that you're just making up in your head. So it's a very real thing that your boyfriend is acting a little off. Maybe he doesn't want to sleep with you as much. And yeah, there's something going on with that girl on his Instagram. Like, she's liking things. That doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating on you, but it's probably a good path to follow. And that's exactly what our interviewee did on this week's main episode.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What I think is a little bit more intangible when it comes to her story in terms of gut feelings and intuition is those omens or signs that we can't really explain with facts or feelings. So in this week's main episode, I would consider that the part of the story where she decides to take a certain turn because she felt like her intuition said turn right instead of turning left. And that's how she caught her boyfriend at the gas station with the woman that he would eventually run off with. To me, I'm like, that's more of the inexplicable intuitive feeling that I feel like we all want answers for, but it's sort of one of those great mysteries of life. And I think a lot of people have different names for it. Like, if you're somebody who relies on religion, like, to you, that could be God telling you, hey, turn right. Like, I want you to see what's going on down here. For some people, it could just be like the universe or the frequencies or the spiritual realm. Like, however you justify it, I feel like there are so many coincidences and signs that have occurred for so many people that it's hard to deny that there's not like some kind of other element that I feel like sometimes steers people in the right direction. And honestly, when they come up in these breakup stories, for me, it's the kind of thing that gives me hope that there is something else out there. For me, I've always pointed that to religion because I grew up Christian, and that's always something that like gives me hope. I'm like, oh my God, like maybe life isn't pointless and there is a creator. And it also just adds such like an interesting depth to the story. And we've had so many of those signs and coincidences come up in different breakup stories. The first one that I can remember, because it happened in two different breakup stories, is that somebody's puppy didn't just die, but like had gotten run over by a car. Like that happened twice. I think in season one, I remember sitting there with Lexi, who was on the interviews with me, and I remember looking at her, and we're in the middle of this very serious interview where I do not need to be freaking out, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. We just did a breakup story where right before someone broke up, their puppy got ran over. And this girl is just like, okay, can we get back to my trauma, please? And there was also another story that I put out maybe like a year and a half ago. It was the story of that woman who found out that her husband was cheating on her with like her best friend that she had met weirdly enough at church, and she was inside cooking chicken or something like that, and she said she heard a voice that said, go look out the bathroom window, which is just so specific. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, can you imagine hearing that little voice in your head and then looking out the window and seeing your husband cheating on you? To me, I would never doubt ever again that there was something else out there. That's crazy to me. So I do also think there's something to be said about how intuition can also be our connection to a higher power, however that makes sense to you. Or maybe for you, it really just is purely science, which honestly is a lot more factual and does make a lot more sense. But sometimes there really are just those intangible things that just do not add up or make sense that give me hope that like there is a little spirit guide telling us whether or not our boyfriend's cheating on us or not. But I think it's also important to bring rationale into a lot of this too, because like, for example, an omen or a sign can just be that, but there's also something called confirmation bias that we can fall into. Like, I know that if I want something to happen, I will look for any sign to confirm that that thing is going to happen. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, I was up for a job in Texas, and I really was so excited about it because I was born in Dallas, and I thought, oh, this is a full circle moment. I'm supposed to be going back to Dallas. My dad worked for the Rangers, and the Rangers were having such a good season. I'm like, this is full circle. I'd be driving around. I would see Texas license plates everywhere in Florida, and I'm like, how crazy is that? I'm supposed to move there. And I had even gone to this conference where we were supposed to be writing something down for our vision for the next year. We're like, what do we want our word for the next year to be? And weirdly enough, I was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where I currently live, and I had written Dallas on the little card that we had to put it on. And I took a photo of it, and I was like, I can't wait to look back on this and just be like, I knew that I was supposed to move to Dallas all along. This is gonna be so cool to look back on, that this is the moment that I was getting ready to move to Texas. And then like a week later, I got called that I did not get the job. And also very ironic that it all happened in Atlanta, where I now live and I'm very happy to be living. But if I was honest with you in that moment, even though I was looking for all signs to point to Texas, honestly, by that point in my gut, I kind of knew I wasn't moving to Dallas. I had a gut feeling. I had an intuitive feeling that I was kind of getting strung along, because I know in the hiring process that when they want you, they make things move very quickly. And so when they start like kind of pushing you around a little bit and say, oh, they'll call you next week, it's probably because you're not candidate number one. And I think that's also probably why I had so much peace the, you know, like a year later when I would eventually get this job in Atlanta that I moved to for about a year ago. I felt really chill about it because my intuition told me that things were going well, because I'd had really bad experiences previously. So when it comes to your intuition, like, be rational about it. But if you are the type of person that likes to lean into spirituality, I have heard enough that to me, there's no denying that there's some kind of other crazy, weird, other frequency or higher power, whatever sits right with you, that can also guide your intuition as well. So that's my short little shtick about intuition. I for sure want to have some more experts to come on and dive into it, just because I feel like it really is the one thing that has tied a lot of these episodes together, with people saying, trust your gut. So later in the season, we're for sure going to have some other bonus episodes from experts talking about how that looks tangibly, like how can we trust our gut but also not be like doing something completely out of character, or, you know, knowing how to recognize your gut so when you follow it, you're not doing something totally out of pocket. And then I also really want to talk to people more on the spiritual side too. When it comes to intuition, I want to hear about some of the more intangible things that we can't really explain, because I find it incredibly fascinating. Some quick housekeeping before I close out this episode. I want to let you know that you can still purchase the Breakup Breakdown live podcast episode that I did with my friend Amber. We talked about her 8-year-long online relationship where she admits she got catfished, and she talks about what led her to a point of actually being susceptible to catfishing. And then there were also some pretty wild moments that could only happen at a live episode when there are people in the crowd. So definitely check it out. That'll be linked in the episode description. And of course, we'll have another episode that I'm excited about next week, because it is the first episode on the Breakup Breakdown of its kind. Yes, it's a breakup story, romantically related. It's not something completely out of left field, but it is something I have not done before. So I'm excited to share it with you. And I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.